IQC.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All aboard!
Yes!
Travel World. AM 600.
You beast. You savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Ooh, push that button.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Ozzy Osbourne on AM.
Now you're talking.
Let's do it.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-public number.
Crazy guys are back. Willem Packus, Stephen Pickford, Lance in the Pants behind the console, Pete Monet has gone painting, and Chad, of course,
is celebrating his victory. Good morning, I'm Stephen Pickford.
Melanie Reff is in the studio with us. Welcome,
nice
Melanie.
Nice to be back, thanks.
Definitely. Well, I tell you, Chad is probably, he's playing with inflatable things, rubber things that you inflate today.
That you blow up yourself?
No, well, he could if he had a powerful enough compressor, I suppose.
Right.
He's changing tires today.
Or a good enough pair of lungs.
Well, we don't know about that, but we do know that in the Montreal Mirror, CIQC seems to have cleaned up.
Oh, yes,
and Chad Kennedy,
many categories.
We have Best Decadent Indulgent, being fed grapes and strawberries while receiving massage by Chad Kennemy.
One of the top things to do in the city. Came in 2 years in a row as a best massage in the city.
Maybe we could give one away, actually, as a prize on the show.
I was thinking, because, of
course,
could
be a great idea.
His friend, Jessica Moore, friend of Stephen, whom they were talking casually one day, and he says, well, Chad's the best massage. She goes, no, it's me. What do you mean, Chad? Chad Kennemy of Lachine?
The one and only.
The one and only. Anyway, Mr. Chad himself, she was saying she wanted to have a massage off in studio. So we figured, why don't we get Jessica and Chad in here and get a variety of people in there to experience the hands of Jessica and Chad on the air. And then we can see who is the best masseuse or masseur.
Yes, a massage contest, a massage-a-thon.
I think Nick could be the judge.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Very, very scientific.
It
as
is
the mirror pole is, of course.
That's right.
Oh, yes. One of the best kept secrets in Montreal, Hudson Foga.
Yes, that's right. Chad Kennedy, too.
Yes, and best dressed Montrealers, honorable mention. Actually, Genevieve Bourne came in number two. Travel World correspondent, yes. But coming in with honorable mentions, of course, Chad Kennedy and Hudson Foga once again.
And Travel World Radio, what about that?
Yes, the only weekly program that to make the honorable mentions. The others were all morning and afternoon drive programs that made the list. So we're the only program that's on just once a week to make honorable mentions.
I knew Steve would find some category for us. Number three.
Steven,
most
you wouldn't do that.
No, I categorize everything, yes. Find the nebulous connection.
As long as they spell your name right.
Yes.
That's right. And number three, most desirable man in the city, Chad Kennemy.
Now, Willem, aren't you in there somewhere?
Yes. In fact, Stephen has given me my place of honor.
It's
which,
Willem's category.
Fittingly, yes, Stephen. Best Montreal weirdo. Honorable
really?
Mentions, yes.
Yes, along with our good friend Jay Rubenstein made the list, too.
But
so.
They did spell your name right, Willem, and that is
they
all that
did.
Matters for the 15 minutes of fame.
That's right, and it's just about done now, too.
Well, you got a couple of more days.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
15
the
minutes, long,
yeah,
15
long
minutes.
15 minutes.
While the
it's
papers
metric.
Are still out there on the stand. Of course, it will last there for a year on the internet. They still have last year's winners up on the internet. So
well, that's pretty good. They have Aaron and Tasso, of course, on the other side. They made number two for Best Radio Show. We got the honorable mentions, Travel World CIQC.
And honorable mentions, Best Actor include Mitch Michaels.
Yes, friend of the show.
And Bill Luxton for his work in Summerstock.
Summerstock.
Summerstock means a summer job.
Yeah.
Go to the Summerstock ones.
Summer theater in Cornwall and Hawkesbury and...
All we need is a Kill Paso lady for... And then the whole scene would be complete.
And we have the Pierogi King in Hudson, so there
the
you are.
The Pierogi King in Hudson. And that's
right.
Actually a pun.
It is indeed, and I'm glad you caught that so quickly.
Yes, of course. Oh, my goodness.
And
well, we are flattered nevertheless.
Oh, yes. It's getting the word out about the people in our community.
I like this one, Best Scratch DJ. This one's mine. My sister, she scratched all my records. It's not true. I scratched hers, but...
I don't know whether scratch DJ actually means scratched records, but you being the musical expert and the musical consultant on Travel World Radio would know.
Well, expert actually is a joke I can't tell on the radio, but the best scratch DJ, I have no idea what the hell they're talking about anyway, so I just figured, well, scratch, you know?
It's some kind of hip-hop club thing.
Well, hip-hop, a Rabbi T and the Three Hairs.
I knew you'd get that segue.
Yes. And of course...
Segway.
See, there we go again.
There's a
segue,
yes.
See, Lawrence, segue sounds like a grocery store.
We need a category, best radio word, and that's what it is.
Best radio word by Melanie Reffes.
Yeah, segue.
St. Lawrence, segue.
You have to look under best metal band, a Little Dutch Boy Bugle Corps.
Yes, of course, Steve.
Where would they be playing, would you think?
I think at the Roxbury United Church Bean Supper.
Following the Bean Supper. He gets it now. Thank you,
Len. Eastern Ontario Broccoli Festival.
Yeah. All you can eat asparagus day.
I think we need a commercial soon.
We're having a little bit too much fun here today.
Yes, we are having a little bit too much
fun. What are our topics for the day besides, best way to learn French, Allo Police has got to be mine.
Yes, well, one of your favorite publications.
Willem, did you do anything else last week or just concentrate on the poll itself?
We had to concentrate on it. We were sitting on the
We'd like to concentrate on the poll,
please,
yes.
Please tell me now.
Willem needed a U-Haul to come pick his mail up.
That's right. You know, Chad's fan mail.
Yeah, that's nice. We came in today and Keith Randall has said everyone has to get a box outside for their mail, and they're like six times the size. It's to accommodate all the fan mail for Chad and Hudson that's going to be coming in here.
During the commercial breaks, we've dug out all of last year's Hands of Chad episodes, because we had an intern last year, Eden Latrondo, and she wrote 21 episodes of The Hand of Chad, invented this fictitious place called the Massage Depot where Chad works, which, by the way, made one of Montreal's best pickup joints.
Best pickup, along with the Raphael Motel on Upper Lachine Road, yes.
Yeah. Willem, they're going to hire you at the Mirror.
Well, this is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
So we've got our two episodes of The Hands of Chad coming up. One, of course, the first break, Hands of Chad, and we got Hands of Chad again coming in during the third break. And during the second break, I just can't get enough of that, the Peking Cat.
Oh, yes. What did you vote for your best favorite Chinese restaurant? The Peking Room,
Peking Room, yeah, where the cat's in the kettle. Garfield's on my
I'm glad port. This isn't the show about my Hong Kong trip.
No, it wouldn't exactly appeal people for the Hong Kong Tourist Association if they're listening. Peking Room.
Very good. I love it. We got Lance, you're on the ball today,
yes.
I swear.
The sound effects,
the Lance
yes.
is definitely
Lance
in the
wants us
today.
To do a commercial fast.
Well, Air Montreal is another
Air Montreal is one of the
best
kept secrets in Montreal. Air Montreal discount airline, because you don't have to reserve 2 weeks in advance. You don't have to stay a Saturday night. You just call Air Montreal for just-in-time travel, 631-2111, to such business destinations as Quebec City, Dalbeau, Bagotville, Mont-Joli, Rouyn-Val-d'Or. Call today, fly tomorrow at prices consistently 50% less than other airlines on the route. You leave from their own VIP terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free and there's no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal, 631-2111, or reserve on the internet, www.airmontreal.com.
Amazing how he does that all off the top of his head, right off the cuff.
I'd love to see you do the vitamin to veggie magic thing. Remember, I Love Lucy.
Well, when we return, we're going to be talking to Melanie Reffes about her trip to New York, the new Peninsula Hotel, and Newport, Rhode Island. Later on, Sandra Phillips on the line about Burlington, Vermont. So places thinking about summer travel.
In
the Northeast, not too far to go.
Hudson Foga made most prominent scenes there. Well, we have the rock and roll group Heart modified their song for us. They didn't, but we did. For Chad, let's roll it, lad.
Chad.
CIQC Montreal.
Good Saturday morning to you. How you doing? I'm Lita Polson, broadcasting from Bowie Maltineau's St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland. Drop on by. Did you know that it is Mattress Month at Bowie Maltineau? And right now you get a free mountain bike worth $199 when you purchase a Somex mattress. You buy the double Extrapedic mattress for just $399. Plus you get the 15-speed mountain bike absolutely free. Plus we offer you the free expert delivery service within 200-kilometer radius. And we haul away your old mattress free of charge. Also take advantage of the buying plan that lets you buy now with no down payment, no interest before April 2000. Drop by Bowie Mount to know the best products on the market at prices that defy the competition for your whole home. And don't forget to check out the Magic Seal Fabric Protection Plan if you're buying a sofa. Leather Care at-home treatment, that's all you're going to need. And check out all the leather furniture. And the patio furniture, that's great too. We've got aluminum patio furniture guaranteed against rust for 7 years. No more stains, signs of daily wear. We've got a great selection. Love this, though. The 7-piece green textured set for only $4.99. You can take it home today. At Bowie Matineau, check us out. We're on St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
The smart ones know the score, and the really smart ones know scores. Home to Super Chicken and Ribs, and the best lunch deals, like the Chef Special for only $3.99. A delicious barbecue chicken leg or breast, your choice of pasta of the day or mashed potatoes, sauce and veggies. And that $3.99 special is yours from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. 7 days a week, but not forever. So hurry to the scores near you. 8 locations, including Dorval Shopping Center on St. John, St. Martin West in Laval, and Sherbrooke East near the Big O. Score big at Scores.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Go for the prices, stick around for the service. That's the invitation from Golf USA, Canada's golf store. Enjoy real pro shop atmosphere without pressure. Golf novice or close to pro, you'll find just what you need in their huge choice of shoes, clothing, accessories, equipment from all the big names, and you'll find experts on hand to help you. They even have a swing analysis service. Golf USA, easy to reach from Highway 13 or 15, right across from Carrefour Laval on Boulevard Daniel Johnson. And it's an incredible place to golf shop, so go for it. Golf USA.
Welcome to the Massage Depot. How can I help you?
Yes, I believe there's an appointment under Smith to see Chad, the best masseur in Montreal, at 2 p.m.
Yes. Unfortunately, Chad's busy right now. Sorry about that. Would you like to reschedule or have one of our other qualified masseurs see you?
What do you mean he's busy? The appointment was to see Chad. I'll wait then.
I'm sorry, ma'am. He's going to be busy all day long. I do mean long.
Listen, I came all the way from Toronto just for the appointment. I was told Chad gave the best massage in Montreal, maybe even in Canada. Could you please squeeze me in?
I'm really sorry, ma'am.
I want to see Chad.
Well, we have many other qualified masseurs.
I said I want to see Chad.
Really, really sorry, ma'am, but...
I've been saving for weeks to come to Montreal to experience the hands of the one and only Chad. I want to see Chad, only Chad. Is there nothing I can do?
Ma'am, please calm down. All right. I mean, he's busy all day long. I mean, and for the next few weeks also. I mean, ever since he won the best massage in Montreal, it's been like this.
But that's why I'm here. Please, I've got to see Chad. Is there nothing I can do?
Ma'am...
Please? There must be something I can do.
Okay, all right. It won't be necessary. I'll talk to Chad.
Oh, thank you. I'll wait here.
Okay, ma'am. I've talked to Chad, explained the situation. He's agreed to see you first.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's great, ma'am. Okay, you may now go into room number 6.
Okay, just a minute. I'll get my husband.
Your husband?
Oh, yeah. The appointment was for him.
They call them the golden years. Make sure they're golden. Make La Wellesley the retirement home for you or your loved ones. Full care, pleasant, comfortable surroundings, things to do, company to enjoy. La Wellesley Gracious Retirement Living at 230 Hymas Point Claire, 697-7331.
Chad the engineer.
Oh, hi, Chad. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. Yeah, the place is great. I know just where to take you.
please tell me now, there's something I should know. I'm waiting for the Montreal Mirror all week for the Best of Montreal to come out. Good old hands.
Actually, we've been for 6 weeks ever since they announced when it was going to be out.
Sure wasn't a disappointment this year.
Oh, no, it was great.
Better than expected.
We're going to have Chad, of course, at Clyde's tonight signing autographed pictures of himself, and I sure hope he's listening to this because he's going to kill us.
He's actually on the cover of the Mirror next week. Did you
8.5 by 11, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, with a little aura around his hands, exactly. Touched by the hands of Chad. We heard this one guy going, I want the underwear.
Well, Melody Revis joins us now. She's back from, first of all, the Peninsula Hotel in New York, where incidentally they opened a new spa, I believe.
It's incredible, actually, that spa, which I
good
think we
segue.
Should all. Good segue, exactly. As we heard during the commercial break, May is Mattress Month here in Montreal, and a perfect place to relax is in
talking about Chad, too.
Great hotel like New York. Actually, for all our listeners looking at a week getaway out of Montreal, this trip is a good one, in fact. It's Montreal in a car, New York, Rhode Island, and back to Montreal. It's very user friendly. You grab a triptych from the CAA, your car keys, or a rental car from one of our rental companies.
Enterprise Rent-A-Car, 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
Who could forget that number,
Stephen? Who could forget that? And Enterprise, by the way, I noticed all over the Eastern Seaboard, so any problems, they'll fix it in a second. And you just drive yourself, you go on Route 87 down to New York, which is a very easy route, actually, to take. It's just the highway. Albany's halfway, so that's a good place to stop for lunch. And then if you're really feeling like you want to pamper yourself, I mean really pamper yourself and not worry about money, I know we all should do that once in a while, you've got to go to the brand new Peninsula Hotel on 55th Street and 5th Avenue in the heart of New York City. Across the street, by the way, from Milos, which is, of course, the restaurant here in Montreal on Park Avenue, just opened in New York City. It looks exactly the same as the one here on Park Avenue, but parking's a little more difficult because there's no Petro-Canada gas station on the corner. The Peninsula in New York has been closed. It just reopened. 10-month renovation costing them $45 million. This is a 1902 landmark building. It's absolutely exquisite. It's got this understated elegance to it that it's even hard to describe. It's very non-pretentious, not in your face, but it's elegance like you really can't know. I guess I think you guys probably remember I stayed there in Hong Kong.
Yes,
and I felt like Cinderella there, and I felt like Cinderella in New York. It's quite something. It's a very old world building in sort of a modern kind of part of New York, which is a lot of fun. Now, it's not a cheap hotel. It starts at over $500 US a night, but it's completely worth it if you're up for that. There's a rooftop bar, I should say, that is called the Pentop Bar. It's the highest one in New York City. So popular that they decided the only way to deter people from going and crowding it is to charge exorbitant prices. So a beer is $12.
Ooh.
Glass of wine is $12. Nothing is under $12, and they still have lineups. But they did it intentionally so that people would not go there and it wouldn't be so crowded.
Let's open a business like that, Steve.
Yeah, what a great luxury to have in a hotel to have to turn away business.
Yeah. But
and it worked, I guess, but it's still pretty popular. And in this weather, because the view is fantastic from up there, it's really quite fantastic. The thing I wanted to say about the hotel, too, when they were closed during renovations, all of their staff were, of course, out of jobs. Their hotel staff, because the construction crews came in, and they offered a complete employment relocation service to all of their staff, from the chambermaids up to the spa attendants.
I remember reading something about that, where they worked with members of the Hotel Association and the Convention Bureau to find them employment
at
other
work.
Hotels in the city.
Exactly, and then when it reopened back in the fall of 98, 95% of their staff returned, quit the jobs they had for the previous 10 months. So that's got to tell you something about the management there. They have 95%
that they wanted to return and
that
they felt welcome.
That's a really good kind of company that can operate that way.
Yeah, it's very, very rare to see that. It's a really wonderful, wonderful place to just take it easy and chill out. It's got about 240 rooms. There's fantastic chocolate in the room when you get in there. The bathroom has three telephones in it, a TV in the bathtub.
The bathroom has three telephones?
Yeah, because you never
Depending
know when it's going to,
you
know, there's things one does in the bathroom. They can't run to the other part of the bathroom that quickly. So there's three phones in the bathroom.
That would be a challenge. You know, of course, you've got the toilet here and you've got the phone way
Willow would make
there.
Three phone calls.
Exactly. So you can see Willem's a candidate for the peninsula. You understand the thinking of three phones in the bathroom.
Obviously.
Mood lighting, remote control television in the bathtub.
Lamp?
No, I didn't see a lava lamp. All kinds of little gimmicky things. There's, bedside panels by the huge bed to control lighting and radio. There's a weather station on the roof of the hotel, and there's a little sort of gizmo thing in the foyer telling you the temperature in and out and the humidity because of their weather station on the roof, so you know what to wear.
Exactly
what not to
at
wear.
That location.
Cool.
Exactly at that location. And I'm not sure of this, but I have a hunch that the keys are computer coded so that the cleaning staff knows when you're in the room and not in the room.
Oh.
And they only, I'm surmising this, but I'm almost positive. They know when you're out and that's when they clean, because I never saw them. And I could go out for 20 minutes and I'd come back and the bed was made. So unless they were watching me from around the corner, which
they weren't cameras
I don't know.
Hire checkmate.
Hire the paintings.
It was incredible.
Yes, look, did you really look at the paintings?
And the wire going to the
floor. Yeah, it's got a sense of security to it, which of course is always good in New York.
We do mean high security.
No, sort of efficient security.
No.
And recently, actually, just in the last 3 or 4 days, it's the only hotel in that part of America in the Northeast that allows you to use your to connect your cell phone to the hotel room phone, which for business travelers, which of course is most of their clientele, is a big plus. Every hotel has its own fax machine and your own private fax number. No charging for faxes. Well, if you're going to pay that much for a room, they're hardly going to give you a 29-cent bill for a piece of paper, as it's all a trade-off.
Yeah.
The towels are about 5 feet plush. I mean, it's quite unbelievable.
Nice plush towel.
It's
the best thing about staying in a luxury hotel.
Yeah, it's a really nice way to do New York City. Valet parking, which of course in New York is great, $39 a day, completely secure in valet, and anyone who's been to New York knows that is a big ticket item. You can give the guy your car and forget about it, which is a real luxury in itself.
In New York City, that's actually almost a must, because and parking...
You don't want to start looking for parking.
No, you don't.
Well, $39 a day is actually not that bad for New York.
No, that's the going rate.
That's what I thought.
Take your car in New York and hold.
And you can't pay for peace of mind with your car in New York.
Exactly.
Now, one thing with the peninsula for New Year's Eve 1999, anyone penciling in their millennium New Year's Eve plans now, which apparently very organized people are doing, probably not the three of us, but $10,000 per night in the peninsula suite, 3 bedrooms on the 19th floor, the dining room seats 8, it has a library in it, and you better book it now because there's a lot of interest in it. So if you want to pull together all your friends, $10,000 a night, I bet it will be a night to remember for the rest of your life. So
telling me.
It'd be fabulous. So I spent a couple days doing a wonderful luxury in New York. I went to the Ellis Island Museum, which I had never been to. I saw my grandfather's name there. It was really a nice moment.
Wow.
$7 to get in the museum. You just take the 1 or the 9 train, which is right by the peninsula. You get off, you're at the South Ferry, and you take the boat over and you walk around the area. It's quite a nice way to spend an afternoon.
Let's break for commercial. We'll talk a bit more about this after the break. And talking about pizza.
Yeah, food is
bad
on our mind. 11:30 in Montreal, coming up to lunchtime and 12 noon. Time to call now to Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember, 383-6000, for real great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Let's roll the chats on two.
So we found this hotel. It was a place I knew. We made magic that night.
Chad
did everything right.
Chad
brought the woman to me. Too many times, easily. And in the morning when it woke.
Here it comes.
All I left to him was a
lousy t-shirt. You ought to feel lucky. Most people don't even get a t-shirt.
AM600 Montreal.
It's time to spoil all hard-working mothers, and Ristorante Tavere is just the right place. Home cooking with veal parmigiana, pasta, chicken, seafood, all prepared fresh at Ristorante Tavere. Let yourself be spoiled in one of their two lovely restaurants. Fine Italian cuisine with live music and dancing every Friday and Saturday night. Family night out or a romantic quiet dinner at Ristorante Tavere. Please reserve immediately. Ristorante Tavere, 15489 Gouin Boulevard West in Saint-Genevieve, or 285 Dorval Avenue in Dorval.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181. Open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today. 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Why pay more elsewhere when the best deals are right there at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep? Like a 99 Neon Highline automatic with air, just $219 a month or 0% financing. Or a 99 Intrepid V6 200 horsepower air and more, $339 a month or just 1.8% financing. Or a 99 Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, $439 a month or 4.89% financing. All three on 36-month lease. See and buy them at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick, facing Fairview.
Did you ever think when you eat Chinese, it ain't pork or chicken but a fat Siamese? Yet the food tastes great so you don't complain, but that's not chicken in your chicken chow mein. Seems to me I ordered sweet and sour pork, but Garfield's on my fork, he's purring here on my fork. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, the place that I eat every day at noon. They can feed you cat and you'll never know, once they wrap it up in dough, boys, they fry it real crisp in dough. Chowlin asked if I wanted more as he was dialing up his buddy at the old pet store. I said, not today, I lost my appetite. There's two cats in my belly and they want to fight. I was sucking on a Rolaid and a Tums or two when I swear I heard it mew, boys. And that is when I knew. There's a cat in the kettle at the Peking Moon, I think I gotta stop eating there at noon. They say that it's beef or fish or pork, but it's purring there on my fork. There's a hairball on my fork.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Go for the prices, stick around for the service. That's the invitation from Golf USA, Canada's golf store. Enjoy real pro shop atmosphere without pressure. Golf novice or close to pro, you'll find just what you need in their huge choice of shoes, clothing, accessories, equipment from all the big names. And you'll find experts on hand to help you. They even have a swing analysis service. Golf USA, easy to reach from Highway 13 or 15, right across from Carrefour Laval on Boulevard Daniel Johnson. And it's an incredible place to golf shop, so go for it. Golf USA.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
CIQC.
Wake everyone up on a Saturday. I love rock and roll. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Lance in the Pants behind the console, and we've got Melanie Reffis in studio celebrating Chad, May is Mattress Month, and Chad Wood, Best Masseur.
2 years in a row. The number there for the Peninsula Hotel, we were just finishing up talking about New York and getaway weekends at the new Peninsula Hotel, the fully refurbished Peninsula Hotel. Area code 212-956-2888. and their email address, pny@peninsula.com.
Not Peking Room.
And they love Canadians going down there, I should add. Very hospitable.
That's true. Some places are kind of hostile when you go there in New York City. We've been around there.
This one certainly isn't, but I know what you mean. They go out of their way to be really, really... They even remember your name when you walk in the lobby. It's incredible.
That's something, with the amount of training they give. Yeah. We were at other hotels, and we heard the similar policies, but this... At the Peninsula, really sounds like it.
People realize that here's a property that cares for them, is interested in their business, and in remembering what is important to them in a trip. So
they also have all kinds of in-house training courses and seminars for their staff, human relations, human dynamics, and things. And it certainly shows. It's a really great place to spend a couple of days.
Well, if you're going to have a hotel of that kind of scale, and one of the things I'm glad to hear is that it really lived up to its reputation. I remember going to Belgium at this one particular hotel, which will remain nameless. They don't deserve any publicity except negative publicity, who were so pretentious. It was a 10-room suite property, charging the equivalent of, I think it was $1,200 to $1,500 US per night. And the guy comes down. Now, this, if you're going to have that kind of rate, you figure the kind of staff that they're going to hire would be somewhat knowledgeable about the rest of the world.
Top notch, for sure.
Sits us down as journalists in 1991 and says, "So have you ever heard about Belgium? Knows we're from Canada."
Unbelievable.
No. His attitude, so he had an attitude problem.
Yeah, you certainly run into that, but it's nice to find, as you guys just said, a place that really just knows what it's about and gets it, and this place just gets it.
Even though I'm from Dutch origins, and I naturally hate Belgians, no, that's not true, but you go there as a journalist. As a journalist, you're supposed to really, you know a little bit more than Joe Average about, you know, countries, blah, blah. And there, as a hotel manager, if that kind of scale, supposed to know a little bit more than his own backyard. And I told him, "Excuse me, we are somewhat familiar with your territory, but 60,000 Canadians died right around here, saving your little pile of dirt. Thank you."
Yeah, it just didn't come across in the right way. Now, when you finished in New York, you went on to Newport, Rhode Island. You made sort of that circle trip.
Exactly. You get your car from the valet to Peninsula, and you head right up the highway. And it takes about 3.5 hours, and you go from the busy urban New York City and the grand luxury of the Peninsula to the water of Newport, Rhode Island. And it's a perfect traveling distance. You can feel yourself getting out of the city. The air's cleaner, and there's more space. And it's just a nice, welcome relief after New York, because you would have walked yourself ragged there. And you get to Newport, and it's a fantastic little community. It's one of the oldest in America, if not the oldest, with history all over the place. There's historic site plaques on everything. I should also give a real congratulations to the tourist board in Newport, because they have, first of all, a fantastically beautiful building that you can just walk in off the street and get any kind of map or brochure you want. And they have a website, which is one of the better ones on the internet, where you can book rooms.
www.gonewport.com.
Yeah, and it's very accessible, so we'll certainly give that out again, but I quite recommend using their website. It's very user-friendly. This is History by the Sea. They have the oldest, for example, International Tennis Hall of Fame. It's the largest, world's largest museum of tennis memorabilia and tennis history in the world. Anyone interested in tennis should definitely stop in there. They have the oldest synagogue in North America, called the Touro Synagogue, which was constructed in 1763, and George Washington was actually in there to proclaim American religious freedom. So it's a pretty interesting place to go. There's free tours every day of the synagogue, no cost at all. There's signs right in front of it. It's about a 3-minute walking distance from the water. So I quite recommend that if you're into a little history. And the actual tours are about a half an hour, so if your attention span is that of a gnat, like many of us, this sort of fits the bill. Exactly. Point taken. This is good for you, Willem. It's half an hour. In, out, you're finished. You've seen the oldest synagogue in North America.
He's been to many places with the same policy.
It's fantastic.
Even when he pays for the hour.
Now, if you can do a little more than a half hour, you have to take the cliff walk. This is along those mansions.
They tell us to take a long walk off a short pier like that, too.
Well, you see there. But this is called the cliff walk. But you have to go to the bathroom first. You're on the cliffs. There's no services. This is what the tourist board told me when I went in to get brochures. They said, "We recommend the cliff walk."
He'd relieve himself off the cliff.
No, you wouldn't want to do
recreate that. Niagara Falls?
Not with the Vanderbilt mansion and security looking right at you across the road. It's a really nice way to spend an afternoon. It takes about maybe an hour. It's about 3 miles. You could call it exercise, which makes you feel better, but you can sit down anywhere along the way.
Yes, we the athletic types here.
Yeah, but you can can sit down and you can, you know, pack a few chocolate bars if you need the sort of, you know, little sugar rush there along
every
the way.
Every few feet, yes.
But to see these Newport mansions, all of them built between 1748 and 1902, and it was just an era gone by. Jackie Kennedy's wedding was there. Sonny von Bülow, if you remember that sordid case, that mansion's there. If you're interesting to see, although
we like sordid
in it.
Things.
They're not in it, but interesting to see. The Vanderbilts, the Astors, all the American rich and famous of the 1800s had their homes there. They are unbelievable sites. I mean, 500,000 cubic square feet of housing. So, and you're walking along the water. So I quite recommend that. I should also say, because we talked about hotels in New York, there's tons of hotels in this part of Rhode Island, in Newport. It's a real family sort of oriented place. And I was in the Newport Harbor Hotel, and I quite recommend it. Anyone staying there, ask for a room with a balcony. They give you binoculars in every room.
Oh, yeah? To peer into the other rooms?
No, to peer into the water and look at the boats, Willow. Oh. That would be the idea of it.
And what people are doing on the boats.
With their binoculars peering into the rooms.
I guess it could be a little reciprocal there, but it's kind of a nice touch. I mean, even the Peninsula doesn't have binoculars in their room, but I guess 23 stories above New York City, you wouldn't want binoculars in your room. But it's a lot of fun, this hotel. It's right downtown. It's a great walking city. Tons of shopping, tons of restaurants. Anyone with American working papers, every store's got job openings.
Ooh,
it's
wow.
Unbelievable how healthy that economy is down there. Harbor cruisers are starting this weekend. The Great American Chowder Cook-Off, June 6th, Newport, Rhode Island. The Secret Gardens Tour, they come from all over the world, June 19th in Newport.
I love
Kite
the Secret
Festival
Garden.
In July. And the Tall Ships sailing into Newport, 24th That's of July till August 9th.
That.
Which is very spectacular. Book your rooms, though, ahead of time for Newport. Summer gets crowded, and again, use the website to do that also.
Yeah.
And then you get back in your car. There's a sign for Highway 93. You get on it, and you're in Canada 6 hours, 5.5 hours later. So it's a nice
it's
way
very to easy
sort of
to get to and very accessible from Montreal.
Yeah, very accessible from Montreal. Of course, you have to watch out for the Canadian-American dollar difference, but the Canadian dollar is a little bit healthier now, so that always makes a bit of a difference.
Fortunately.
But stuff is cheap down there. I mean, you can pick up a bottle of wine, bring it up to your hotel room, sit on the balcony, look through the binoculars. You're laughing. Doesn't get
you
much
got
better than that, you
yeah,
know?
Just a relaxing time.
Just a relaxing time. Exactly, exactly. And it's nice for the family if you have kids, and it's also a nice kind of romantic thing if you just want to go with somebody else. And there's a lot of good energy in Newport. You can see that, as I said, the economy is really healthy. Tourists are flocking there. Businesses are good. No shortage of fun bars. Tons of history. Tons of history. You walk 2 feet and a plaque says the oldest something in America. You walk another 2 feet, the oldest something else in America. So you really see a nice slice of the 1800s. And then if you need that urban inflection, you just turn your head the other way and there's the gap. So, you know, you've got everything.
Not too
you
far
want.
To go to find.
No,
kind of like
far.
Visiting some of my grandmother's friends.
But a little sort of best of the both, right?
Yeah, you get the best
the
of both
the old world,
worlds.
The new world. Yeah, it's really, really nice. And as I say, and as we just said before, it's a really nice sort of change. Montreal, New York City, Newport, and back to Montreal. You can do it all in 5 days.
Right, two, three days each place.
Yeah, I think two or three days in each place is really, and for the driving, it's only half a day. So it's totally workable. And nice sort of swing vacation for a week. And
that's
as
one
we
of the
said,
nice
Stephen,
things.
You're so good at giving out internet addresses. You
yes,
got that voice for it. So
the Newport Convention and Visitors Bureau, www.gonewport.com, and the Newport Harbor Hotel, the place to stay in Newport, 1-800-955-2558.
And while you're on the internet, be sure to check out one of Montreal's best new trends, worldwideweb.hudsonfoga.com.
Yes, consider one of the new trends in the city. New information expected there any day now.
Your new interactive link in Montreal.
Yeah, we should link it up to pierogies or something like that.
Saskatchewan tourism.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Well, one of the problems, of course, is some people didn't know whether they were Hudson Foga or not, so we'd have to ask, you know, do you like pierogies? Well, then you might be Hudson
Are
Foga.
You the webmaster by any chance?
No, I'm just the guy who paid for it.
I see. I think that's the webmaster.
Yes.
Looks good on you.
Yeah, well, we got to get a woman to run it. We call her the web mistress.
I don't think it works like that, actually.
No.
I don't think the internet's gender specific, but good try.
Nice try, nice try.
Nice
well,
try.
Steve.
Yeah, when we're coming up to 11:45 in Montreal, and when we return, Sandra Phillips will be joining us on the line. She's actually down in New York City, or just outside of New York City, this weekend for Mother's Day, and she recently went to Burlington, Vermont. So
we
continue our places nearby for spring and summer getaways.
And we have a little message from one of Chad's fans to him. Let's roll it. Lance.
I can't wait to touch you in the flesh.
Yes!
AM600 Montreal.
I have 5 good reasons for shopping at Kodak Image Check member stores for all my photo needs. 1, I trust Kodak, and they're the people Kodak trusts. 2, they use Kodak Royal Premium Paper. 3, I can collect Kodak Colorkin Mini Beanbag Toys there faster than anywhere else. 4, the 5th Colorkin is only at Kodak Image Check stores. 5, did I mention I need the 5th Colorkin? His name's Check, you know, like Image Check.
For stores near you, call 1-800-GO-KODAK or visit www.kodak.ca.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsak, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Sator Bank. Telephone 271-5058.
I'm Neil Drapkin. Join me Sunday night at 8 when my guests will be Westmount Examiner Editor-in-Chief Leo Gervais and Impresario Sam Gesser. That's Sunday night with me, Neil Drapkin. Sunday night at 8, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
Okay, boys, bring them in right here.
Whoa, what the heck is all this? Wait, stop, you can't bring those in here.
Are you Chad, the one who gives the best massage in Montreal?
Well, obviously not. This is a massage depot. Look, Chad's not in today, and you can't put those there. There's no room.
Does he really give the best massage in Montreal?
Of course he does. He won the award, didn't he? And besides, we here at Massage Depot only hire the best. Look, could you bring those over to Chad's place? I'll give you his address.
No can do, sir. Been there. No answer. I was told to come here.
Okay, what the heck am I going to do with all these? You know, ever since Chad won the best massage in the city, it's been one surprise after another. Are there many more of those?
Another truckload.
Another truckload?
Well, the person who sent these must really like Chad a whole lot. I mean, a whole lot of Chad going around, it seems. So, what do you want me to do with the rest?
Okay, I guess we'll have to put them in the back for now.
Oh, here, I forgot. A little note of appreciation was sent along.
Dear Chad, I really, really enjoyed my time with you. I loved feeling your hands on me. You definitely deserve the best massage in the city. I'll be sure to tell all my friends about you. Yours truly, a very satisfied customer. This is crazy. It's one thing to really appreciate service, but this is ridiculous. Say, who sent these anyway? Probably Mrs. Johnson, right? She's always doing stuff like this. Only this time she's really outdone herself. It was her, wasn't it?
Actually, it wasn't Mrs. Johnson. It was sent all the way from Toronto. Mr. Smith?
It's time you started enjoying the luxury lifestyle you deserve at Castel Royale. Dive into the good life with spacious luxury apartments in the heart of Côte Saint-Luc. At Castel Royale, you enjoy fine kosher cuisine, benefit from an on-site health center, and many other fine amenities. Castel Royale's aqua fitness program, organized outings, games, and more activities than you can imagine enhance your independent lifestyle. At Castel Royale, your home can be your castle. Call today for more information, 487-5664.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top 5 fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Good day. How you doing? I'm Lita Poulsen, broadcasting from Bowie Matineau. Right now, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada and Kirkland. Great promotions going on this weekend, whether for Mother's Day, for a gift that you need. We got the best products on the market at prices that defy the competition. If you'd like to buy your furniture, your household appliances, electronics today, we can warehouse them for you at 1 year at no extra charge. Check out the over 41 dishwasher models available in store, starting at just $349. We have on promotion this weekend, though, the KitchenAid built-in dishwasher, electronic controls, three washing programs, energy saver dry, the stainless steel interior that's resistant to spots and odors for $639. That's an incredible price for this weekend. Also, check out the Gibson 30-inch range exclusive to Bruy Matineau. As a matter of fact, we have over 80 range models to choose from, starting at just $449. And that's what you're going to get, the Gibson 30-inch range exclusive to Bruy Matineau. Check it out. It has the easy clean oven, the lift top, cooktop. And it is great here at Bowie Matineau. Hope to see you soon, St. Charles, corner of the Trans-Canada in Kirkland.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC.
Off the deep end on Travel World, Will and back is Stephen Pickford. We've got Lance in the pants behind the console who doesn't realize that we enjoy Jingle E. And from one Phillips to another, we've got Sandra Phillips on the line talking to us about her recent trip. Sandra, welcome to Travel World. How you doing?
Hi there. I'm doing fine, but it's raining here.
Yeah, it looks a bit of rain here, overcast skies. I think it's all on the East Coast this weekend.
Yeah, but we're still going to get out there and do it.
You're in Burlington, right?
No, today I'm in New York, but I'm talking about Burlington.
I'm talking about Burlington. You're in New York. Because if you're in Burlington, I figure you can buy one of these traveling lawn sprinklers that they sell there. Anyway, one of my own personal things.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted a traveling lawn sprinkler.
I'm sure you can buy them on Canal Street, too.
On Canal Street?
Yes.
Well, I went to Canal Street.
What
they don't have a traveling.
There?
Go ahead. Go on.
Burlington, Vermont.
We think of Burlington because generally all Montrealers went there to shop. Right now, I should know that. But I went there for a different reason last time. I went to eat.
Oh, we've done that too, yeah.
We've done that too.
The sole purpose of it was to find out. I'd been reading so much in the travel magazines about all these fabulous restaurants in Burlington that I went to visit a few of them. The Trattoria Delia, which is not on Church Street. Do you believe there is something in Burlington not on Church Street? At 152 St. Paul is a husband and wife team. He's learned to cook Italian at his grandmother's knee, and they go to Italy every year, and they do regional specialties from all over Italy. So you expect to dine as if you were in the homeland. So not only does he get the recipes, but all his relatives come in to check him out and fine-tune it and make sure he's doing it right.
Make sure it's correct, just like
check
at home.
It out.
Yeah, so it's a high-end restaurant. Wine Spectator has given them an award because what they do is each week they pick a different wine to put on the table and suggest you have. And on the menu, they actually suggest a wine for each and every dish. For those of us who are not as good at doing something like that, they make it easy for you. The food is to die for, of course. They expect you to eat like you do in Italy, like with four courses, you know, your antipasto and your first course and your second course. So the portions aren't as humongous as you might find in other restaurants because they want you to enjoy so many different things. We ate things there like a salad with caramelized onions and pine nuts and prosciutto and shaved Parmesan, and then something like a white bean salad with grilled shrimp. They also do wood-grilled meats, and they do a polenta with a mushroom sauce. And my son had a bistecca alla pizziola with garlic mashed potatoes for your meat lovers.
Well, I'm certainly a meat lover.
Carnivores.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stephen's drooling on the mic.
Yeah, salivating already.
We're not sure whether it's just his natural state, whether he just drools or not.
Okay, for those who like Oriental-style things, Five Spice Cafe on Lower Church Street, 175 Church Street, has five different Oriental Asians, kind of fusion Asian, Chinese, Korean, Thai, Vietnamese, Burmese. And it's an interesting story. The guy who got started was just a guy who had just a knack for cooking, and he was given a wok by his wife, Ginger Hobbs, And the rest, they say, is history. He wound up opening up the restaurant. It's there for like 15 years already. It's been mentioned in Frommer's and Esquire magazine. It's voted the best resto by Boston Globe. We went there for a dim sum. Now, would you go to, all the way to Burlington for dim sum?
Must be really good to go all that way.
If it's in Burlington, of course, Manny Witt is a man you see about that. And
that's right. Now, he's better go dimwit. There. Also, any of you that have the entertainment book, the Five Spice Cafe, you can eat it using the entertainment book with a two-for-one dinner, but not on Saturday nights. And if you mention that you're on Travel World,
uh-huh,
you might get a free little goodie. But I was just going to mention some of the things for dim sum. Like, it wasn't normal, the things that we see here in Chinatown. For instance, there was turkey and grape leaves, and there was Korean spare ribs. There was mussels on the dim sum, corn fritters, smoked salmon. Even they do a lot of vegetarian dishes. So they do a
flakes of feline.
A mock barbecue duck that even I got the kid to eat. Didn't know he was eating tofu. Anyway, they also do two different kinds of pad thai. So they go hot, hot, hot. And this is for you, Willem.
Mm-hmm.
Evil Jungle Prince is on the menu.
Evil Jungle Prince?
Yes, that's the name of one of the dishes.
What is Evil Jungle Prince?
You're going to have to go find out.
Oh, no.
But, and when you get there, don't forget they have great desserts like lemon chocolate cheesecake. Not once, but twice.
Oh, well, anyway, that would be Stephen, yes.
All kinds of other restaurants to try out. 10 Mothers. You like that one? For a name, I love the U.S. for their names of restaurants. It's a garlic cafe, so Dracula never goes to Burlington.
Count out your card.
All different ways of eating garlic. Shepherd's garlic soup. There's a new Irish pub for people who want to party on.
Party on, dude.
And then you guys know about Necky and the Market Cafe on Church Street.
Right, the New England Culinary Institute, yes.
Yes. Now, the new, it's usually people think of it in Montpelier. But they actually, or at the inn.
The Inn at Essex?
You guys visit the Inn at Essex.
Mm-hmm.
But this is right in Burlington. They have a lighter cafe with breakfast, lunch, and supper. And you can actually watch the students in a glassed-in kitchen doing their thing.
It's right on the mall, actually.
That's right. Yeah. That one is right on
right
the
near the Borders bookstore, which gives you something to do afterwards.
That's right.
Hell, yeah. I was just there, right?
Yes. Church Street Marketplace. You well, you were down there for the to get Marcellus Parsons' autograph, I think.
Yes, I was, of course.
Chasing okay. with pad and pen, Marcellus.
And those of you also who stayed in Burlington probably knew there was a big Econo Lodge down there in Williston. Well, that just turned into a Best Western. I bet Stephen probably knew that.
Yes, ooh, Williston, just east of Interstate 89 Interchange.
You're good.
Stephen will also tell you what it was, the first three incarnations of the hotel.
Right. And their phone numbers.
I know him and his
yes, memory. Best Western, 1-800-334-7234.
Oh,
you asked for it,
right?
I
asked for it and I got it.
Yeah.
Nancy
story
Bond.
Of my life.
They did $1.6 million renovation, so the whole 173 rooms have been redone. They give free continental breakfast. This is the first time, you know, lots of motels do it. The first time I ever had home-baked coffee cake with my free continental breakfast instead of those greasy donuts. and
I like those greasy donuts.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
In the morning.
So does Mark.
At night, they give you cookies and milk before you go to bed. I never had that before. Anyway, indoor, outdoor pool. And it's not right on Williston. It's like behind in the woods, so it's nice and quiet.
Yeah, you don't get that road traffic noise. Well, it sounds like you had a good time down in Burlington.
Another absolutely. You're
having a good weekend down in New York. Our hour is coming to an end here. Thank you, Sandra Phillips, for joining us. Thanks, Melanie Reffes, for being with us in studio. And,
bye, Melanie.
Hi, Sandra. Have a good trip.
I'll work on it.
Give my regards to Broadway.
Next,
I'll do that, too.
Next Saturday, we'll be back 11 to noon. Leslie Robinson and Scott Saxon are back from Switzerland and Germany, traveling the rails of Rail Europe and staying at Best Western Hotel. So we'll be learning more about
That'll be a fun show. We'll, and the Hands of Chad are supposed to be back. Is it Lance, next week, Hands of Chad are back or what?
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, that'd be fun.
The line outside, I mean, the Star Wars movie has nothing to do with the line to meet Chad Kenemy. Next Saturday, 11 to noon, for Travel World, here on AM 600 CIQC.
Roll it away. Told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye.
Mama, I'm coming home. You're listening to AM 600 in Montreal.